哎，是的，是的。
What meeting?
We had two meetings today. One meeting was a BBT meeting for the completion of the Bombay project. And then another meeting was about our community, Gita Nagari, describing how it will be. Trustee Dumas Maharaj has come with his brother, who is the architect. And we're having a meeting for planning this ideal community. Very exactly everything. The people present at the meeting were Bhavananda Maharaj and Paramananda, Vamana Dev, Drishtadumna Maharaj, Tripurari Maharaj, Balavanta, Rupanuga. All of these people have experience with, you know, like Bhavananda in Mayapur. Balavanta has two farms, Rupanuga, all of these people. And we're just trying to plan out of, and Sarabi Maharaj. So, and Drishtadumna Maharaj, his brother's an architect. In fact, I've just been told that his architectural firm is the same one that's designing the what is that? Designing, I mean, a big thing in Tehran for the Shah of Iran. It's a very big architectural firm. So, you know, we're just trying to plan a very ideal community. We don't want to make a hodgepodge of it. I mean, it should be so ideal that it becomes one of the most wonderful preaching tools for our movement, to show that here is an ideal community based upon Vedic principles, and it's perfect in every respect. So it takes a little cooperative thought and planning. That's why we've invited so many people to sit in.
I was very happy. My heart has expected a gentleman out of block there, washing dishes. You know that? After he told me.
Yeah, in Iran. Some important people in Iran, just out of some, to do some service, they're even going in the restaurant and assisting by washing the dishes and bringing things here and there. It's
really devotional.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're feeling with this community also, that actually people will become so much impressed with this wonderful way of life that they'll want to take part voluntarily. If something is done very nicely, if Krishna Khan is presented very nicely, then any gentleman will want to take part.
That's all.
Many people will come to this community to see how it is done. I think it will become very, very important in many different respects for farmers, for people who are interested in designing ideal communities, for so many people who would like to live an ideal life, for people who want to come and see a unique place to visit because there'll be a temple of Krishna Arjuna there, Dal exhibit. I think it can be a wonderful preaching opportunity. And most wonderful of all is if we can exhibit self-sufficiency, that simply by farming the land we can get enough grains, and taking care of the cows we can get enough good foods to keep the body healthy. We can produce our own clothing. This is very much needed in this age. It's a positive alternative to artificial civilization. And the center will be Krishna. All of the different activities and varnas will be demonstrated, and all the different ashrams will be ideally being lived by the different devotees. And people will see everything that they're doing is here, but in its pure form, and everyone working happily and cooperatively together. But actually, Srila Prabhupada, in order for it to really work, you have to come there. And to be very honest, I know it will never be there unless you come and stay with us there and just show us and teach us. Because I've seen practically that although everything is already written, your divine grace has had to come and show personally a little bit, do like this, do like that. As the acharya, you have adjusted everything perfectly to suit the situation of the present day and age. No one else could do that. None of your god brothers, no one in India could ever do that except you. So you're required. Everything is there, but you have to be there. Otherwise, I don't know if it's actually possible. And it's very important. You have to get better, Srila Prabhupada. We're prepared to stay with you. All of the devotees feel this way, to encourage you to get better. Our plans are there. We're there, but we need you. You have to be there with us to guide us. I think that this disease is simply a Krishna testing our actual our love for you, Srila Prabhupada, and so that we will learn that we fully need you, because actually we do. Everything we've done in this movement, you've guided us with. And we're realizing that you have to continue to guide us. We're not self-realized. We simply are able to carry out your instructions. So we have nothing else to do but to be with you here until you get healthy again and then lead us. This is our business now, to be with you. Seems like there's so many opportunities now that are beginning to present themselves. When you first went to the West, there was nothing at all. And you created a whole world of Krishna consciousness. And now the public is beginning to actually take a real interest in our movement. And people, respectable people from all over the world, are coming forward to want to help our movement. So there's a great facility that's available now, even more than 10 years ago. So if we've made so much progress in 10 years, in another 10 years, there's no way to measure how much our movement can be expanded. And we're all just ready to follow each one of your directions. You don't have to tax yourself but you can just talk to us and tell us, and we'll act.
Hmm.
And we're very happy. In the meantime, we will give you the medicine of Harinam. Hmm.
That is real money.
I think that our being here and chanting before you is spreading this movement. Because the more we chant, the more love and dependence we develop for you. And that's making us strong in our Krishna consciousness. And therefore our movement is getting stronger. The more every day that we stay here, we become stronger in our devotion for you and dependence on you. I think that I should just tell them to end their meeting now. They're waiting for me, Srila Prabhupada. Then I'll come back in a little while and chant. Actually, you have to get better, Srila Prabhupada. Kirtananda Maharaj has built this palace. It's only meant for you. We're seeing pictures of it today. It is so beautiful. It is exactly the place that you want to retire in and translate. And this community of Gita Nagari will be just proper place to give direction how to establish a nice spiritual community. These two places are very close to each other. New Vrindavan and Gita Nagari, they're only 3 hours away from each other. Two very good communities for showing example how to spread ideal Vedic life. We were discussing that actually it is not anything new that Krishna can make his devotee better. Because we were reading before in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita how sometimes Lord Chaitanya would bring back to life someone who had even expired. And his associates were able to do that. And there is many cases. I think if we are very determined, then Krishna will surely fulfill our desire.
Without fail.
What, Srila Prabhupada?
Without fail.
Without fail.
Jim.
And I can see, even though this is a difficult time, actually it's still very sublime. Because this is wonderful that all of your senior disciples are coming and we're all chanting. and you're hearing and we're hearing. And actually, it's a very wonderful, it's also a very, even though it's critical, it's very wonderful. Because it's, we're all chanting the holy name. And then gradually Krishna will answer our prayers. And in the meantime, we're becoming purified by chanting like this. And you're pleased by hearing our chanting. Most people, when they're ill, everything is very horrible. But this is very different. It's all spiritual. So we're very satisfied. Of course, we want you to get better immediately. But still, as long as it takes, we're very satisfied to remain chanting and expecting Krishna's mercy at every moment. I'll come back in a little while, Shiva Prabhu. I'll just end that here.
Oh, I had a very wonderful meeting with the chairman of the bank. And he's ready to do anything to satisfy us and keep our business. So he said that he was going to get rid of the man who's on this counter, Mr. Gupta, and give us, some more, a young, dynamic, cooperative person to be in charge over here. And we completed the formalities for transferring the fixed deposits to the main branch. And he assured me that it was a completely routine transaction, and that if the local people tried to do anything to stop it, that he would himself personally see that it went through smoothly. So I gave them the certificates. It was not necessary to sign them. We just gave the certificates, and they gave us a receipt. And they're going to endorse the certificates. They are payable from New Delhi instead of from Vrindavan. And then, we can go and collect them. And the chairman also called the assistant general manager, and he was also very nice and very sympathetic. So he's going to come on Saturday, and he's going to look into everything, all the difficulties here. And I said that he could bring his family and they could, take prasad. So they're all going to be coming on Saturday at about 11 o'clock. And I had submitted a letter with 11 things that we wanted. We wanted the hours to be regular. We wanted a new person here. We wanted our interest on time, just a list of different things. And he said that, that there's no problem, and they're just ready to do whatever we want. I mean, they gave the impression that, they would dismiss any number of people here that were giving us trouble. But I said that I thought that the main person was this Mr. Gupta. And so they said, they would replace him. That was very good. But still, even if there are improvements here, I think it's better to keep the fixed deposits in New Delhi.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are the responsible people, you know, it's a big city, cosmopolitan, and in these small towns, there's always danger that, you know.
So particularly, why should we satisfy that?
Yes. Well, we've given them the certificates and the letter, and, you know, they've taken the responsibility. And, they're sending the certificates by registered post to the Vrindavan people with their instructions to transfer the money to New Delhi. So, those will definitely reach here by Saturday when the assistant general manager comes. And if there's any hesitation, the assistant general manager will take care of it when he's here on Saturday. And I would think that by Monday or Tuesday, we could get the certificates changed officially. And then I think we should have at least one account in their main branch in New Delhi. And it would probably be easier to get inward remittances there. And if we want the interest from the fixed deposits to be kept there, you know, we can have an account there for that. And that will keep us in good contact with the head office.
Yes, all right.
No books in India have such illustrations. Such beautiful illustrations. Everyone appreciates. So far we had small books, but now we have Bhagavatam, we have teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Hindi. They are purchasing. And all those who purchase books will definitely read your books. So far we were giving big books to life members free towards their donation, but not many of them were reading. Some of them were reading. But now those who purchase books by paying money, they definitely will read because they have liking for reading. So they will read. And our sales are increasing. Hindi books are being sold more and more.
You've been there. Open me.
Yes.
If I sit down like this, within the two joints, it gives me pain.
In the lower spine?
That's that sore.
Uh-huh. What about that pillow? That round pillow?
The bigger one is, well.
That, do you remember that little round pillow?
With a hole in the
center? With a hole in the center. Do you think that would help? No. It's, you put it, or if you lean,
that part, if I sit down for long, that part gets me pain.
Then you can sit up for maybe 5 minutes sometime, and again in the afternoon for 5 minutes, little time, and then we can lay you down now if you like. Mm. We don't have to keep you up for real long, but just the sitting up helps a little bit, and then when there's some discomfort too much, then we can lay down again.